This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bad day on the street, at least so far, as the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by as much as 500 points since the opening bell. The NASDAQ down over 140. Outside the White House, National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says this isn't anything new and it's tied to the upcoming midterm elections.
The so-called correction, and I've said before, as you know, these things come and go. That correction has to overcome the uncertainty about this election.
The president of Turkey says Saudi Arabia planned the murder of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi shortly before he was killed on October 2nd at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The Turkish president says the suspects should be tried there. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
As a caravan of thousands of Central American migrants continues to head north towards the U.S.-Mexico border, President Trump says at a Houston, Texas rally last night,
I think the Democrats had something to do with it, and now they're saying, I think we made a big mistake.
Trump speaking at the rally to support the re-election bid by Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Police in western Wisconsin are expanding their search for missing 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who is not a suspect in her parents' deaths, but who was apparently abducted from the home shortly after her parents were killed. Officers mapping an area in Barron County by helicopter yesterday to get ready for today's search, which is expected to include about 2,000 people. Former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has reportedly been diagnosed with dementia. A statement from the U.S. Supreme Court says she's no longer able to take part in public life. She retired from the court in 2006. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
More now on President Trump's appearance in Houston, Texas at a rally last night to support Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Nobody has helped me more with your tax cuts, with your regulation, with all of the things that we're doing, including military and our vets, than Senator Ted Cruz. Nobody.
President Trump fires up the huge crowd at a Make America Great Again rally in Houston for Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz.
This is Texas. This is the diversity of our city and state that we want jobs, we want freedom, we want opportunity.
Cruz says Republicans delivering on promises.
Elections are about choices. If you want a big government gun-grabbing liberal, well, the Democrats have given you one.
You'll recall President Trump during the 2016 campaign used to call Cruz Lion Ted. but no more.
He's not lying dead anymore. He's beautiful dead.
Beautiful.
He's Texas. I call him Texas dead.
And again, that's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. And the FBI and ATF are heading up the investigation into a pipe bomb that was delivered to the home of billionaire philanthropist George Soros yesterday. An employee thought it looked suspicious and called authorities, who detonated it safely and no one was injured. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey.
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you are so inclined and you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 6 minutes after, Dr. Michael Guillen joins us. And I hope I'm saying that right. Michael Guillen, is that correct?
Well, you know what, Bill? I'm a kid from East Los Angeles, and in Spanish it's Guillen.
Guillen, yes. I know we went through this before. I know. I'm sorry. I apologize to you. Yes, and because I want to say Guillen, and I know that people say Guillen and all that, that just like some people used to drive my mother nuts when they would say Martinez.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you the story, but I made the decision early on when I started doing Good Morning America back in 1989. Yeah. They asked me, well, what do you want to be known as? Do you want to be Dr. Michael Guillen or Dr. Michael Guillen? And I don't know. I made the decision Guillen. I thought it would be easier for people. And then I was at the Logan Airport one day, and this Hispanic gentleman came up to me. He says, you're Michael Guillen, right? I said, yes, sir. He says, you're Hispanic, right? I said, yes, sir, I am. And he turns to his wife. He says, I told you, he's Hispanic. Then he says to me, hey, how come Joan London calls you Guillen instead of Guillen? I said, well, I just shrugged my shoulders. It's the die is cast, but you can call me whatever you want, Bill, and it's a joy to be on your show again.
Well, good to have you back here. I know that you spun some heads at Fox the other night when you said that, sketchy genetic engineering practices could spell the end of the world as we know it. And all of a sudden you heard this big Atlas pause, you know.
Hey, listen, yeah. I've spent my whole career turning heads, you know. Hey, listen, I just strive to tell the truth, and you're right. I wrote that op-ed for Fox News, and it's a bombshell. I mean, I just was talking about what's actually going on. No spin, no spin whatsoever. But the fact is that, you know, in my new book, The End of Life as We Know It, which just came out, and it's getting amazing. I mean, it's just getting amazing.
Yes, congratulations,
so,
by the way.
Thank awesome. You. Yeah. It's already, my wife just told me, she ducked her head, and she says, I'm a number one new release in a variety of categories, according to Amazon. So the book is selling like crazy. For me, it's not about selling books. It's about spreading the message about the kinds of scientific and technological innovations that are going on right now as you and I are speaking, my brother. Mm-hmm. And that is going to, it's going to change life as we know it. And the question is, I don't want to scare people. I didn't mean to scare people with that op-ed in Fox News. I just need people to be awoken. You know, the word woke. I want
exactly.
Woke, yes. Right? About what right. is going on so that you can prepare yourself and protect yourself, your children, your families, your community, our nation. I mean, there's some crazy stuff going on, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that, look at this. I keep telling people all the time, Michael, this is the government of, for, by, we the people, which means that we are in the position of authority if we choose to exercise that. And
yeah,
I believe that we're starting to, but we need to exercise more in all these disciplines, particularly, like you say, right now. If we let this just run amok, we're going to find ourselves in a lot of trouble here.
Well, listen, and we have to exercise our authority, but we have to do it intelligently. That means we have to inform mm-hmm. ourselves, right, Bill?
Exactly.
I mean, that's what you
right.
do. That's what your show does. It helps inform people. So that's why I feel so blessed to be able to be on with you. Look, I deal with four big categories in the book, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The World Wide Web. Then second, I deal with artificial intelligence slash robots. Thirdly, mm-hmm. I deal with surveillance technology slash privacy. And then fourth, I deal with genetic engineering. Now, look. Up front, this is not gloom and doom. There's going to be a lot of positive stuff that comes out of all of this technology. But at the same time, and that's what I really want people to understand, in addition to the positive stuff, there is some very unsettling stuff, and we need to be aware of it, again, so that we assert our authority as individuals in this country, so that we influence our own home, get our own home ready, and, mm-hmm. and prepare ourselves and protect ourselves from some of the from this technology, but also to inform our representatives on the local, state, and federal level. Because, Bill, I can tell you, our elected officials, by and large, you know, there are a lot of them are lawyers or business people. They don't know what's going on. And that's why I wrote this book, to inform people, to open their eyes to what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you think because they are lawyers and that sort of thing, and that, you know, elected officials, they should know better. But, you know, as we know, many of them didn't even read, you know, the Affordable Care Act, 2,700, 2,800 some pages that would, you know, could
right.
blow up your brain, Michael. I don't know if you ever tried to entertain yourself and thought, well, hey, maybe I'll try and read it. I got about five pages in, and I you know, it was like every other sentence contradicted the previous sentence. And
yes.
it was, you talk about lawyerese, even attorneys,
God.
I think, would their heads would explode. But,
also,
you know.
I mean, remember when Zuckerberg was in Congress? You could tell
yes.
from those committee members, they didn't even know what questions to ask him.
Exactly.
I mean, they were that ill-informed. So that with this book, I'm hoping, look, let me give you an example of how practical this book is. Okay, this is not pie in the sky. I'm not talking about something that will happen one day or that it's on the horizon. Now, it's here and now as you and I speak, okay?
Right.
So now we're getting into the holiday season. Parents and grandparents are going to be thinking about what kind of toys to buy their little loved ones, right? It's a big time of the year. I have a section in this book in the World Wide Web section where I talk about these smart toys now. I'm talking about, like, you know, Hello Barbie and Kayla and Hero Watches and Cloud Pets. There are these toys that have little chips in them. For example, there's a plush toy. Okay, I won't mention the name, but it's in the book. There's these plush toys that you buy a kid. And the whole idea is that, you know, mom, dad, grandpa, grandma could record a message and send it to the child, no matter where they are in the world. The child gets a little, the little bear lights up, you squeeze the paw, and they listen to the message. Well, I tell the story of how these toys were hacked. And what they were able to do then was to access the photos of these children and their and personal information about them.
Yeah. Location, everything, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's hair-raising. Again, I don't mean to scare people, but unless you know about this stuff, how can you protect yourself? How can you protect your children? One more story. You know those little video monitors that parents use to see, make sure their kids are sleeping okay and all so forth and so on? They also work through the Internet. They're part of what are called the Internet of Things, IoT. I talk about it in the book, right? So that if you're at work and you can take out your cell phone, your iPhone, and you can look to see little Johnny, little Jane, they're safe and sound, right? Well, I tell the story of a hacker who hacked into these cameras and splashed the video feeds all over the Internet. So, I mean, you have to be aware of this to protect the privacy of your own home, for goodness sake. And so that's why I've written this book, and that's why I say I'm not out to scare people. I'm out to make them aware of what's going on so they can protect themselves.
Well, the problem, Michael, that we have in this hurry-up world in which we live in, we don't read all the disclaimers. I mean, and on top of that, they're very small prints and all this stuff. And, you know, you want to hurry up and get the app working, get the, you know, whatever it is functioning. So you hit, I agree, and boom, you're in there. And meanwhile, you didn't realize that you just sold your soul to the company store here.
Exactly. Those are called the end-user licenses, and I talk about that in the book. Even the robot vacuum cleaners, for goodness sake, are collecting information about your home. It's all in the book. We don't have time to get into it, but people will be shocked to see the degree to which our lives are being invaded by this technology, and we are willingly and voluntarily bringing it into our own home.
Exactly. Well, and of course, we just found out that there's a little chip the Chinese have put in some of the cell phones, right? So our privacy is being invaded all around, as you say. It's nonstop. Michael Gann is with us, and we're going to say it the right way because we love Michael, and he's on the show, and we're brother Hispanic, so we got to keep it in the family here.
Well, my abuelo Gann would be very happy because I was named after him. But
when you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer.
Morning, America. Fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with author Michael Guillen continues. A little bit of Michael's background. We mentioned his TV exposure, but he's had an incredible, wide-ranging career that has spanned academia and media for years. He was an award-winning Harvard physics instructor. You know, which had to have been fun, Michael. What you got to blow things up there in Massachusetts and do it legally? Is that what it was?
Yeah. We had a great guy, Wolfgang Ruckner, who was in charge of the lab to make demonstrations we used to instruct the kids. And, man, those were great. You know, on a day like today, a fall day, walking through Harvard Yard and the
exactly.
Bulls are tolling. I mean, the leaves are falling. I felt like I was just the most blessed person on earth. Yeah.
Is that incredible? I mean, you and I mean, we're a couple of Southern California boys, and I know the first time I went east and saw the autumn colors and everything, I couldn't believe it. I told people, I go in Southern California, our leaves are smog brown. They're not bright and vibrant like they are in the east, right?
Can I tell you a quick little funny story? When I was graduated from UCLA to go to grad school, I was accepted to a bunch of schools, including Cornell and Princeton. And so we lined it up. My dad and I, God bless him, you know, got on a plane. He came with me, and we went to Cornell first because that was my first choice. Mm-hmm. And we toured the campus together, and we were staying at Howard Johnson, Johnson.
Right.
We went to bed that night. We were going to get up in the morning, go to the airport, and go on to Princeton. And when we early in the morning, we get a phone call from one of the professors at Cornell. He said, "Welcome to Ithaca." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Have you looked outside?" I said, "No." And so put the phone down, looked outside, and it was snow on the ground. And truthfully, Bill, it was the craziest thing. I'd never seen snow like that. My dad and I were out there having a snowball fight, and the lady at the desk at the Howard Johnson was looking at us like we were a couple of idiots. This was already April, and they'd had a gut full of snow.
Yeah,
they were like, a couple of yahoos from East L.A. and Southern California. Yeah.
Exactly.
It was like magical, man.
You know, absolutely. It doesn't snow in East L.A., let me tell you. Not like that,
for
sure.
Not like that, no. But we have a great panaderia there, and I love my pan dulce.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, well, I'll join there. I'll join you there time. We'll have to do that.
Let's do it. Let's do it together.
Well, Michael, I want to continue our conversation about your book and, you know, the praise it's been getting and the success, the end of life as we know it. I mean, you have really taken on these institutions, these things that have become so common in our lives. And you're kind of, you know, shaking the culture up to say, look, you need to be aware and you need to be knowledgeable about what's upon us. Because, you know, before you know it, I mean, you get all these other unintended consequences as we've been taught by history, whether, you know, like you say, it's the A-bomb or, you know, atomic energy. We've got some good uses, but, you know, left to their own devices, you know, they start killing people.
Yeah, I mean, look at even now, North Korea, Iran, we're nervous as heck about them getting the nuclear bomb. And this is 70 years after it was an invention. But yeah, let me give you an example of one of the kind of very unsettling things going on right now. And again, there's a lot of positives. I don't want to come across, I'm a very positive person. I'm an optimist. But there are these troubling things and people need to be aware of them. There are three groups of scientists in Minnesota and California. They are mavericks, and I'll explain to you why in a minute. They are creating what are called sheep-human and pig-human chimeras. So these are creatures whose DNA is knit together with human DNA and sheep DNA in one case and human DNA and pig DNA in another case. The reason they're creating these creatures is because the organs are going to be human and so that they can be then transplanted into people who need vital organs. So that part of it seems like, okay, that's noble enough. It's a little creepy, but hey, noble. But here's the problem. And I discuss this in the book and I even quote one of the scientists involved, one of the people at Stanford. And, the concern there is if you put too much DNA, how much human DNA is enough and how much is too little? So if you end up putting too much human DNA into these creatures, then you can have a creature that thinks like a human, but is trapped inside the body of a sheep or pig. That's horrifying. Yeah. And so these are people doing the research, Bill, against the wishes of the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, which is traditionally the funding body for this kind of thing. The NIH said, no, you know what? That's a step too far.
Right.
I think you're crossing the line. We don't want you to do it. And basically the scientists flipped them off and said, you know what? Then we'll find private money. And that's one of the big concerns today, Bill. There's a lot of private money. These billionaires, they have eccentric agendas. They do what they want to do, not necessarily because it's the right thing to do, but maybe they see profit in it. You know, you can sell these vital organs to people, so they see a profit in it. So these are the kinds of things that people who are listening to your show right now, Bill, need to become aware of. And that is why I wrote the book. So then that way we can have a reaction. You can say, okay, well, what are we going to do about it? You know, I don't know if you know it, but, you know, I'm not only a theoretical physicist who have done these amazing things beyond my imagination as a little kid growing up in East L.A., but I'm also a Christian, and I take my faith very seriously. So the large part of the book, the whole book, in fact, is just facts. Here are the facts. You decide what to do. But the last chapter, I allow myself to comment. I look back on everything, and I say, okay, what is this all adding up to? What kind of a world are we creating for ourselves? And here it is in a nutshell. These innovations that I describe in the book are the fruits of human intelligence. Wonderful in many ways, right? Mm-hmm. But what we need to, Bill, to balance that off are the fruits of human spirituality. We're not just rational creatures. We are spiritual creatures. And so what I urge people to do at the end of the book, just that one chapter, I allow myself to comment on what's there, is I say, look, If it almost reminds me of like when Jesus is tempted in the desert and Satan says, you can have all of this. And he sweeps his arm over the world. Mm-hmm. If you only bow your knee down. I don't want to get too religious on you, but
the point is,
whether you're religious or not, whether you're Christian or not, the point is there are ethical and moral issues so that when human intelligence says, hey, we can do this, then human spirituality, in whatever form it takes for the individuals, should say, okay, yeah, we can do it, but should we do it?
Exactly.
And so that's what I'm hoping to inspire by this book, that when people have finished the book, it's an easy read. I fill it with a lot of interesting stories. You know me. I have a reputation for, communicating in a very engaging way, and I really worked hard on this book. So it's an easy read. You'll be very educated. You get the big picture when you're done. Then you put it down. You think about it. Okay, we can do all these things. But should we?
And then
action, right? Protect your home, but then also speak out to your representatives. That's the whole point of the book.
Exactly. Well, that's what a government of four by we the people is all about, Michael, as we talked about earlier. And and this is something we've been pushing as well. As you know, being a man of faith, it comes down to two things. Are you going to give glory to God? Are you going to give glory to man? That's really, and this is where the country is right now. I mean, we've abandoned these core moral ethical principles. And so we're untethered from those anchoring points. As a result, we're flying around here and there. You know, we're so much the effect of culture and culture's theories and all these other things. And, you know, God's probably looking down and going, man, these knuckleheads still ain't going to get it yet. You know, and, what's it going to take? Right.
You know, I have a 19-year-old son and I say to him, Mijo, look, You have a brain. God gave you an amazing brain because he's really super intelligent. And I love science. So he's grown up in a house where, you know, I talk about my love of science and some wonderful things have come out of science and will continue to come out of science. But it's a troubling one. And that's what the book is all about, making people aware so they can do something about it.
Yeah, but if you're not anchored to the truth and what it's all about, then you're building the Tower of Babel. And all you can hope for is that maybe God will come in and scramble the language once again and save humanity. Because where they were go ahead.
Yeah. No, I said I love science, but I don't worship it. And you're right. I find truth in science, but I find an even greater truth in the Word of God. And that's where I'm coming from.
Well, Michael Gann has been with us. His book, The End of Life as We Know It, Ominous News from the Frontiers of Science, available at all the usual places and doing quite well. And a must read for you. Michael, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's a joy. God bless you, my brother.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bad day on the street, at least so far, as the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by as much as 500 points since the opening bell. The NASDAQ down over 140. Outside the White House, National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says this isn't anything new and it's tied to the upcoming midterm elections.
The so-called correction, and I've said before, as you know, these things come and go. That correction has to overcome the uncertainty about this election.
The president of Turkey says Saudi Arabia planned the murder of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi shortly before he was killed on October 2nd at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The Turkish president says the suspects should be tried there. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Live. If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side. If you can count the times a day you are forgiven, more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your call. Bill Martinez live.
If you want.
Hey, it's all about you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining with us at the intersection of faith and country as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Hey, I got a real special opportunity for you here right now. We're going to be talking with one of the co-authors of a new book, City of Death, Humanitarian Warriors in the Battle of Mosul. Ephraim Mattis joins us. He and Scott McEwen. You remember Scott, who's been on with us many times, co-author of the number one New York Times bestseller, American Sniper, have joined together to give us this new book, A City of Death. Ephraim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here to tell your story. Yours, of course, a true story, and one that, you know, I remind our listeners, you know, when you think of the people who are out there on the front lines defending our liberties and fighting for this democratic republic where it really matters, a life and death issue, you know, you represent a fraction of 1% of the population. And we're so indebted to you, myself being a former Marine, but never, you know, had, I never experienced combat. And you have been right there along with your fellow warriors, and we are eternally indebted to your courage and bravery to, you know, fight the good fight on behalf of we the people.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate those kind words. And we are truly honored to have the opportunity to represent the American people and the cause of freedom itself. You know, mm-hmm. one of the things that we talk about in the book City of Death was, as you mentioned, we were involved in some incredibly intense fighting. A friend of mine, Sky Barkley, one of the guys I talk about in the book, he's a former Marine. He got a bullet literally through his pocket. And another one of our guys was skinned by a bullet. I was shot. Our interpreter was killed. Our Iraqi driver was shot 6 times. So we were involved in really heavy fighting. But what it came down to was we were fighting shoulder to shoulder with the Iraqis to defeat mm-hmm. the evil of ISIS. Even though they weren't directly threatening America, they were directly threatening the cause of freedom. And it was truly an honor for all of us to be out there doing that. And so I wanted to honor the team, and I wanted mm-hmm. to honor their memory and the guys who didn't make it home by writing this book, City of Death.
Well, and that's the thing, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to, you know, because I understand this. You know, people who've been in combat, they don't necessarily come out and, you know, you sit around the, you know, the dinner table at Thanksgiving and say, hey, tell me your favorite war stories. I mean, you know, those, they're very private. And I appreciate, you writing about this and documenting it. But I guess if there was a way to kind of download some of this information, the emotions, the experiences, you know, how you feel, you know, how you felt about the country, you know, before you went into the military, and your sense of patriotism that you have now because you have fought for these freedoms. And if there was a way to possibly download your experiences and appreciation as a result of your experience, you know, we can talk about it, and maybe vicariously people can, you know, pick up on this, because this is so important. Because I believe right now, from where this country is at, is that we're on a, you know, we are engaging a domestic battle here, a war, if you might say, for the very soul of this country and the principles and what this, you know, Democratic Republic is all about.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's something I'm very aware of. A lot of the guys in the team, specifically from the book, you know, we're very aware of that. One of the interesting things about this book, right? So we're all former military, and we were humanitarians, so we're civilians now volunteering to work in northern Iraq. And what was great about it was we worked directly with the Iraqi army, right? Guys who were completely different from us. They look mm-hmm. different. They have a different culture. They have different language. They have a different religion, right? Yes. But we're all uniting around the cause of freedom to defeat ISIS. Mm-hmm. And so bringing that back to your point about our own sort of struggle that's going on here in the United States, I think one of the most important things that people need to realize is that for all the things that we have not in common with each other, we have 10 times more things in common, right? Mm-hmm. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, ultimately what everybody wants is they want happiness. They want a job. They want to take care of their family. That's what people want. Now we're going about, both sides of the aisle politically are going about that from different angles, right? And so mm-hmm. there's this temptation to immediately demonize and villainize somebody who doesn't think and act exactly like you do. It's very easy to go, oh, well, they're a racist, bigot, this, or, oh, they want to destroy our country. And the reality is that neither of those are true. The reality mm-hmm. is they want the best for their country. They're just going about it in a different way. Now, exactly. Don't get me wrong. One side is definitely right. One side is definitely wrong on most issues, right? But in the meantime, we don't have to villainize each other. You know, we in City of Death, we talk about how we're working directly with Muslims who are fighting other Muslims, and you want to know what? We got along great, and it was a great positive experience. So I think we need to realize that as a nation.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, especially, and I think that in the West, we're still trying to understand the Muslim religion, and it's difficult when you have schools, madrasas, you know, in different areas of the world that are teaching things that are, quite threatening. And so, in the military, if somebody says, look, if they want to kill you, you kind of take them seriously. I mean, that's not something you want to have a big debate about. I mean, you're going to be on guard for, protection and that sort of thing. And so this is something that needs to work out. And as you say, at the end of the day, we probably have more in common than we have not in common. And so in terms of peace and wanting to, have our families enjoy the best that they can possibly enjoy and have a fair shot at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's what we want. And I think that when articulated, and I've spoken with, other cultures and Muslims alike, and when it, it's outside of the I want to say the indoctrination and their apprehension of the Quran that looks at people as either being, good or evil, that you're either a Muslim or you're an infidel. And if you're an infidel, it's real clear what you do with them. You either enslave them or kill them. Well, I don't want to tell a Muslim that, they should rip pages out of their Quran any more than I want them to tell me that I should rip pages out of my Bible. All I'm saying is that, hey, look at it. If those are the principles that you hold to, then, we're incompatible. I don't know how you can be here in this country and, and excuse me for being a little bit nervous, but I'm going to be cautious around you because, I know at the end of the day, what you want is, is diametrically opposed to what I want.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from there. And I think, one of the things that specifically the Islamic community, has to deal with is some of the teachings that are in some of those writings, whether it's the Quran, the Hadith. There are certain passages in there that need to be explained, and that need to be, looked at in a more modern sense, and they need to deal with that as a community. But I'll also say too, I have many Muslim friends who are incredibly kind, gracious people, and I ask them about these things, and they say, well, that doesn't apply today. That applied to something 2,000 years ago or 1,000 years ago, and so I think as the Islamic community, they need to find a solution.
I agree.
That they can
they've got to clear up that narrative because. Mm-hmm. Ever since 9/11, it's left an incredible impression upon us. And of course, we still hear Allah Akbar and people are being, murdered. And, they've got a contravailing narrative that, if they want to move in and come into the modern world and be a part of the greater global concern, then they need to adjust accordingly and let us know. Ephraim Mattis is with us.
Were you scammed
into
signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract. Contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people and they're A+ rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
God, I'm running for your help.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. City of Death is the name of the book. Co-author Ephraim Mattis is with us. It's a true story. It's his true story. A former U.S. Navy SEAL and what he witnessed while volunteering as a frontline combat medic during the historic battle to retake Mosul from ISIS, the deadliest urban combat the world has seen since World War II. Ephraim, you got together with Scott McEwen to co-write this book. Scott, of course, known for American Sniper. How did you guys get together?
Well, it's actually kind of a funny story. We have a lot of mutual friends on Facebook randomly. Mm-hmm. And so I messaged him. So after I was shot toward the end of the book, I talk about that. I had some downtime, obviously, while I was healing, so I started writing the book. Anyway, I messaged him on Facebook and said, "Hey, do you have any tips on writing? Do you have any, you know, I'm trying to get into this world." I honestly wasn't even asking him for help. The idea never crossed my mind. I was like, right, who am I? Like, he's not going to care about me. But I ended up sending him some of the writing, and he thought it was really good. And it was a compelling story, because it's different. And so he wanted to work on it. And when he realized that it was not, just another SEAL book about, you know, war stories, mm-hmm. There's a message behind it, and it's very different. And it's a group of civilians who are volunteering, not getting paid, to be in this intense battle. Then he wanted to be a part of it, and I couldn't be happier that he wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah, when you talk about the civilians that were involved, are you talking about the Free Burma Rangers? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I'm talking about the Free Burma Rangers. All of the people I talk about in this book, and this is what I want the audience to understand, is this book is not about a group of soldiers from the U.S. Army or the U.S. military that are out there fighting to defeat ISIS. That's not what mm-hmm. this is. This story is about ex-military guys who are now civilians, who live, you know, regular civilian, normal lives, who went over there, volunteered, were not getting paid, and embedded with the Iraqi army to work as frontline combat medics and to administer humanitarian aid to the civilians breaking free from ISIS. So all of us, we were all civilians. You have no air support, no radios, no backup, no one's coming to help you. You're there with the Iraqi army. Yeah.
and you're there in the capacity as a medic, you can't legally, I guess you can't pick up a weapon, can you legally?
No, you absolutely can pick up a weapon. I believe the laws simply state that you cannot be hired on as a mercenary.
So okay.
We would not be allowed to accept money from them to do fighting on their behalf. Then at that point, you become a mercenary. We're not mercenaries in the slightest. We had weapons. We were caught in the crossfire. We were getting mortared and shot at and everything, just like the Iraqi soldiers were. So we directly engaged ISIS. We had to fight them off to save the people that we were trying to save. But as far as the main fighting, obviously that was the Iraqi army doing that. But we definitely had weapons. We were armed, hand grenades, you know, machine guns, the whole nine yards. Actually, the Iraqi army actually gave us an armored Humvee and a machine gun so we could evacuate wounded. And it actually ended up saving multiple people's lives. It's totally different, but yeah.
And in your story, you know, of course, you talk about being shot by ISIS, and you were speaking of a rescue mission. It was a suicidal rescue mission to retrieve wounded civilians, and as I guess fate, or however you want to call it, it's captured on video the moment you were shot. What is that like for you when you see this video?
Wow. Well, so a couple of weeks after I got back from Iraq, after I was shot, a buddy of mine texted me. He said, a fellow Navy SEAL buddy of mine texted me. He said, "Hey, dude, you're trending on Reddit." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And so I went on Reddit. And sure enough, there's this video of David Eubank, our team leader, running out and grabbing this girl from a pile of bodies. And my friend Sky Barkley and I were giving him covering fire. And it was surreal. It was like, oh, my goodness, this is crazy. Well, over the next week or so, David Eubank was interviewed several times on, like, Fox and CNN and whatnot because of that video. So it's very surreal. But also the footage of me getting shot and falling over behind a tank and almost being crushed to death. And then, you know, blood's gushing out of my leg and I have to run across the street on a wounded leg to get a Humvee for the team. You know, all that stuff was caught on video. But in some ways, it's nice because I have closure and I know what happened and I'm able to see what happened because I couldn't even remember that night what exactly had happened. But it's also interesting, too, because the rest of the world is able to look and see and experience basically one of the worst days of my life, one of the most traumatic and terrible things I've ever been involved in. And so it's an honor to sort of represent warriors around the world who have done things like that, and much greater things than I ever did. And so it's kind of a love-hate relationship with it.
So here you are. I mean, you're not officially in the military anymore. You're an ex-service member. You get shot, so you don't even get a Purple Heart, do you?
No medal. No medical coverage, nothing.
No medical coverage, no Purple Heart. Just Bupkis out there putting your life on the line to serve these civilians and to save them. The takeaway that you want people to get, Ephraim, from City of Death?
The takeaway is, like we were talking about earlier, that average people can do incredibly above average things. And I really wanted to record for history, and I wanted to record to honor the men who were there with me, who did even more incredibly heroic things than I ever did. And so I just wanted this story to be told. It's an uplifting story. There's, as the name denotes, there's a lot of death. There's a lot of terrible things that happen in the book, but at the end of it, there's hope. And we pulled through as a team to help defeat ISIS and save lives.
What I like about this story especially, and I think it encourages us here in America, and especially Americans when we think about our founding, that it was we the people. It was the farmers, people that were inexperienced in fighting war, taking on, you know, back then the number one military force on the planet. It says a lot about our DNA and to see it being demonstrated there in Iraq. I mean, that's encouraging to hear because we don't hear stories like that. I mean, we hear about Americans, you know, expending their blood, their treasure, and everything else on the battlefield for their behalf. So it's encouraging to hear, you know, a story of, you know, civilians there in Iraq, you know, wanting to take back their country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it was an incredible honor to be a part of the whole thing. The entire experience has been surreal, and it's been what was a terrible experience has turned into a very positive thing that I think is important for America, especially now looking at our current political situation. There's a lot of hatred and a lot of divide, and this is something that this story, this book is something that I think Americans, both Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, can unite around. Humans helping humans to defeat evil. That's something we can all unite on.
Exactly. And we need to hear more of these stories. It makes me wonder from how many other City of Death stories are yet to be told.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I completely agree. One of the things that Scott told me when we started working on this book is he was like, I think we're about to create a whole new genre in the writing world. And that's sort of the frontline humanitarian story. My friend Sky Barkley, he's looking at writing a book as well, because he was there even before I showed up. And he wants to talk about he's a very devout Christian, and so he wants to talk about all of these same experiences, but from his deeply personal spiritual connection to the whole thing and his Christian perspective on it. And he's a great writer and a great human being, so I think we definitely will see more of this. And they're already working on a screenplay for a movie and for this book, and so I think that there will be more stories and more coming out about these kinds of things.
Well, you know, when you consider the humanitarian aspect to your point here, Ephraim, is that whether it's people there in Iraq or, you know, just go down and name any kind of country, you have people like here in America that it's in their DNA. They will run to the problem. You just have to give them a fair shot at being able to be victorious on the battlefield. And this is where, you know, people like yourselves and other ex-military that understand the strategy that can empower, you know, the local people to take back their land and take back their communities, you know, for their families. And, you know, these are the stories that are so important that are left untold. And you go a long way in opening up that genre, as Scott says, in City of Death.
Yes, absolutely. And I currently now I work for an organization called the Nazarene Fund, which was started by Glenn Beck to rescue people from ISIS. And I was hired on to I now work inside Burma to help the local population that's suffering genocide right now. And so the mission continues. You're absolutely right. There are more stories. There is more happening. And to people who are listening, if you want to volunteer and help, there's great organizations in your own communities, but also around the world where you can be involved and do good in this world.
Mm-hmm. Is there a specific website that they can go to?
Well, specifically for the Nazarene Fund, we have the nazarenefund.org. If you're interested in hearing more about the Free Burma Rangers, you can go check out freeburmarangers.org. And there's, you know, and I also encourage people to, like, you know, if you're not an ex-military kind of person that can go to these kind of places, that's totally fine. Guess what? You can help your neighbor. You can help in your own city. There are, you know, there's homeless soup kitchens and things like that in your own city where you can go and help others. And that's what it's ultimately all about.
Yeah, and I was just reading another stat that just breaks your heart as to how many homeless vets are on the street of this country here domestically, and they need our help and support, especially when you consider all that they vested on our behalf. Ephraim Addis has been with us. His book, City of Death, available at all the usual places, right, Ephraim?
Yes, it's actually released today. So,
well, congratulations.
Anywhere. Yeah.
That is awesome. And we'll link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Ephraim Addis on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Be safe.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it.
others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is